First of all, let's talk about just how much an ounce of marijuana is. Think of a small Ziploc sandwich bag. Now picture it about a quarter of the way filled with dried marijuana. That's an ounce. It could easily fit into your pocket. The question is, who's getting arrested now for having that on them? Looking for the answer, I get together with Pat Slack, the commander of the Snohomish Regional Drug Task Force. In his SUV, he tells me he spends about 30 hours a week driving to drug busts, stakeouts, and the like. Slack says, generally speaking, it's not somebody just out to get high who's getting arrested.
Are there people in jail for possession of marijuana? Yeah, they are. Most of them that are in jail have violated a parole or probation.
In other words, he says, their marijuana use led them to do other things.
So the judges said, you can't use marijuana because when you use marijuana, you commit other crimes. And now they get caught with it and they go to jail.
Slack, in case you haven't guessed it, is against the initiative to legalize pot. He says marijuana busts are an important part of law enforcement's arsenal when it comes to fighting crime. He says, let's say you get a call to go to the local 7-Eleven because of a public disturbance. You get there and find the perpetrators have marijuana on them. You can book them and take them to jail. Or you have a major crime case. You hold the suspect on a marijuana charge to buy time while you investigate.
Whether it was a strong-arm robbery or an armed robbery or a murder or a rape or whatever, you know, and so, it's a tool.
But the marijuana enforcement tool, say supporters of the initiative, has been used unfairly against African-American men. It's something black ministers, including Reverend Leslie Braxton of Renton, have been preaching about.
Being in support of I-502 is not about supporting drug use. It's about ending bad drug laws, which have been the major tool in the hands of racist law enforcement, unlawful law enforcement, to target our communities and to underdevelop our growth as a community because all our men are locked up.
Braxton's been speaking in public forums for the past few months. Initiative supporters point to statistics showing that while marijuana use is about even between blacks and whites, black men are three times as likely as white men to go to jail for it. It's this disproportionality argument that has fueled support for legalization from groups such as the NAACP and the American Civil Liberties Union. At the offices of the Tacoma Urban League, I sit down with Keith Blocker. His group, Tacoma Pierce County Black Collective, has endorsed 502. Blocker tells me he often feels he's under suspicion just because of his race. For example, recently he was walking to a favorite restaurant in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood when he noticed a policeman driving by.
He sees me walking. I have blue jeans, blue hoodie on.
He watches as the officer makes a U-turn.
And as I'm paying for my food, the officer is walking in the door.
The policeman walks up to the host.
But I'm sure the host said, "Who's that guy? He's here every day. He's just buying his food." The officer walks out, doesn't say anything to me. Now, he took a lot of energy to make a U-turn and follow me in a restaurant.
He says that sort of selective scrutiny is an everyday occurrence if you're black. The Hilltop neighborhood is one Tacoma police have targeted with extra patrols because of crime. But Blocker and others say it's this added attention that leads to disparity in arrests for such things as marijuana.
If you're looking for something, you will find what you're looking for.
He says, in contrast, look at areas where police are not focusing their attention, places where there are a lot of white young people.
You could go on any college campus and find marijuana, you know, and those people aren't being arrested for it.
Blocker says he discovered this a few years ago when he was attending the University of Puget Sound.
If marijuana was to be purchased, I knew who to purchase it from, and it wasn't African Americans.
It was white males.
They would just drive freely around, sell to whoever, and they're not being targeted.
Blocker, who works with middle schoolers, says meanwhile, black and minority kids who are using or selling a little dope,
their whole life is being affected from one arrest.
Affected because having a record can mean you don't qualify for college loans, or you can have trouble getting a job. So would Initiative 502 dramatically alter who gets arrested? The changes may not be as grand as proponents hope or opponents fear, because a lot of people arrested for marijuana now are in jail for other things as well. And for anyone under the age of 21, it will still be illegal to possess an ounce of marijuana. Still, for many supporters, it's not just about marijuana arrests. It's about taking an important first step in ending what they see as a failed war on drugs. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.